The O.J. Simpson Trial by Yogi,
Ian,
Julie,
Anna,
and Alex.
Hello, and welcome to our second segment of Getting Away with Murder. Last week, our investigation team shared the story of George Zimmerman, the accused killer of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. Today, we will examine another case, the case of O.J. Simpson. First, a little background.
Former NFL player and actor O.J. Simpson was tried on two counts of murder for the deaths of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman. The verdict was announced on October 3, 1995, when Simpson was found not guilty for the murder. The case has been described as the most publicized criminal trial in history.
Is it true that Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman were in love?
Do you think you have a chance of winning the case? Why did you kill her?
What is it for? Yeah.
Why did you kill her?
After the trial, several books were written by the defense attorney, the prosecuting attorney, and even three of the jurors. Former Los Angeles County District Attorney Vincent Bugliosi wrote a book titled Outrage, 5 Reasons Why O.J. Simpson Got Away with Murder. And we are honored to speak with him today. Mr. Bugliosi, what do you think caused Simpson's verdict to be not guilty?
Well, first, Simpson left a suicide note before the great chase. It reeked of guilt, and the jury was not allowed to see it. The jury was never informed about the items found in the Bronco. A change of clothing for Simpson, a large amount of cash, his passport, and a disguise kit.
Interesting. What can you tell us about the note?
You can read it in my book, but one line stands out to me. It says, "Don't feel sorry for me. I've had a great life, great friends. Please think of the real OJ and not this lost person."
An estimated 100 million people worldwide watched or listened to the verdict announcement. We are honored here today to speak with Ron Goldman's father, Fred Goldman. Thank you, Mr. Goldman, for speaking with us. Would you mind sharing some initial thoughts?
I still to this day have a hard time with the fact that he wasn't found guilty in the criminal trial. Everything was there. Everything was in place.
Mr. Goldman, you went on to file and win a civil suit against O.J. Simpson. What do you feel that accomplished?
Despite us winning, it left us very empty, but I think it set an upward path for other victims and survivors, and it gave a lot of room for people to start rebuilding and healing.
Our last interview will be with Mr. Orenthal James Simpson himself. Thank you for joining us.
So, Mr. Simpson, how do you feel about Miss Nicole Brown after all these years?
I miss her, at times. I love her, and at times I wake up angry at her because of all of this. There is no doubt that she was running around with a bad group of people near the time of her death.
What can you say to all of our listeners about the case and how you were found innocent?
I'm the batterer, or I'm the abuser, just because I reacted very poorly once. But the police talked to every girl I ever dated. They all said, "That's not OJ," or "OJ is the nicest guy."
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Simpson. That is all for our news segment today. Tune in next time for an all-new topic.